I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Senator Steve Daines is spending the Senate's current two-week recess highlighting energy issues in Montana. He's traveling across the state meeting with energy producers, businesses, and schools this week. And next week, he's hosting an energy conference in Billings Tuesday through Thursday. He was in Missoula yesterday visiting Big Sky Brewing. This tour you're on this week, what's it all about?
It's about looking at Montana energy and how we continue to incentivize and create more made in Montana energy. We look at the jobs created in energy. They oftentimes pay two and even three times more than the state average in wages. And Montana is very unique. We have a very diverse portfolio of energy sources, whether it's hydro, whether it's wind and solar, thinking of the renewables, as well as our conventional sources of energy of coal, oil, and natural gas. Just yesterday when I was in eastern Montana, between being in Baker, Glendive, and then Sydney, I was able to see within about a four-hour period, was at a wind farm in Baker, was at a coal-fired plant in Sydney to see electricity being made with coal, and then electricity being made with natural gas. There were three different sources of power to produce electricity.
How does an energy tour have to do with stopping at a brewery?
What we find as we travel around the state is that whether you are in the farm and ranch business or in this case at Big Sky Brewery in Missoula, energy costs are an important part of the equation to ensure that we can continue to grow our businesses and keep good paying jobs here in Montana. Just chatting here with Bjorn at Big Sky Brewery, the home of Moostrel, Montana's most famous produced beer. They've really done a great job here of, one, of working on conservation, putting in more efficient motors, LED lights, and they keep a close eye on their energy costs. And they're fortunate on this side of the state, a lot of the energy, electricity comes from hydro, our lowest cost source of energy. Over on the other side of the state, I was at a refinery, the Senex refinery in Laurel. Their energy bill is higher than their payroll. So it's important to keep those jobs in Montana. They have a reliable, low-cost source of power. And that's really how we're connecting the dots here between energy and jobs here in Montana.
I know you're a big defender of the coal industry in Montana. This tour and your conference next week, I'm assuming you're going to argue that Montana needs to at least stay at the same level of coal-fired power, maybe even grow the amount of coal-fired power that's being generated in Montana?
What I support is a all-of-the-above energy portfolio that would include coal as well as oil, natural gas, wind, hydro, and solar. As we step back and look at Montana, about 50% of the electricity in Montana comes from coal today. As we look at the global projections, they're going to continue to go up in terms of use, particularly over in Asia. And I think it's important that Montana and the United States continues to lead in innovation as it relates to clean coal technology. Concerns are the EPA power plan could result in the closure of the coal strip units. So I hope there's room for balance, that we can keep this all-the-above energy portfolio. I met with a lot of folks in coal strip here this week, in fact, at the Boilermakers Training Center, and they're very, very concerned about where this is all headed with these regulations. You know, the United States consumes about 10% of the world's coal. Said another way, 90% then is consumed outside the U.S. From a global environmental stewardship viewpoint, the world would be better if America leads in producing clean coal technology versus getting completely out of the business and abdicating that leadership to the Chinese, which I think would be a mistake.
Do you think Montana's economy can be healthy and grow if it burns less coal in the future?
Well, as we look at Montana's economy, again, one of the challenges are low wages. Depending on whose study you look at, we're either 49th in wages or in the bottom third. And Montanans know that. Oftentimes it takes a couple jobs to make ends meet. And if we raise the price of energy here in Montana, it becomes a threat here to keeping some of the jobs here in Montana. Low-cost electricity, low-cost power is a way to keep and to attract businesses into Montana. It all ties to the importance of having low-cost, affordable energy.
And if we burn less coal, that means that energy prices are going to go up?
Coal is one of the lower cost sources of energy. And as we're trying to continue to develop and innovate in the renewables, we're going to need to have coal as part of our portfolio here, I think, for the considerable duration of time, looking out maybe the next 10, 20, 30 years. So it's been an important part of Montana's economy. And I'm hoping we have a reasonable and rational heads prevail and keep a balance here on this. Let's continue to invest in clean coal technology. Let's lead the world in clean coal technology. We'll be better stewards of the environment with clean coal technology instead of just completely pulling the rug out from underneath the industry, which is the concern right now. They do not know how they're going to meet these standards that came from the EPA. And in fact, were it not for a Supreme Court stay that came out about 3 weeks ago, when the court recognized that this is going too far too fast and said we need to stop and take a look at this, I think that's a good thing. Let's have a discussion about it, and let's talk about opportunities we have here in Montana with this all-of-the-above energy portfolio.
Does Montana need to take any actions to reduce the carbon dioxide emissions that are produced here?
Well, that's what we're working on right now in terms of clean coal technology, is let's find a way here to work together, because it's not just a U.S. issue. Most of the emissions here are coming, will be occurring overseas, not here in the United States. So I think it's important the U.S. leads in clean coal technology, finding ways to reduce carbon in coal production. But the regulations that have been put in place today would virtually stop our coal-fired power plants, and I think that's a mistake.
I mean, I understand what you're saying about clean coal technology. My understanding is that technology is sort of on the threshold. Doesn't really, it's not something we can flip the switch on to reduce CO2, but I wonder if you think Montana even needs to reduce the amount of CO2 that's being generated.
I think we want to continue to work to reduce CO2, but with the way the EPA power plan was proposed, there's not a way to get there, and that's why when the University of Montana did the study, it showed that it probably result in the closure of coal strip units 1 and 2 and likely then 3 and 4. That's 51% of Montana's electricity. How do you replace that? It's not clear how we do that. For example, when I was chatting with Northwestern Energy, they have a balanced portfolio between coal and wind. When a high-pressure system moves into Montana, in the wintertime, temperatures drop. In the summertime, temperatures increase. That also means load increases in the summertime with more air conditioning and in the wintertime with more heat. But also when high-pressure systems move in, the wind stops blowing. And that's the importance of having a balanced portfolio, because the variation, certainly, for example, in wind. So this is not a matter of saying one is better than the other. It's saying you need to have a mix of both here to be most effective. Interestingly enough as well, they've run climate change models with using the algorithms, work with the EPA algorithms. The amount of change in global temperatures as a result of this EPA power plant that may result in the closure of coal strip between now and 2100, the year 2100, was 0.02 degrees centigrade, 0.02. When we pressed the EPA and even the Department of Energy on this, they said, well, basically, it's not going to have any measurable effect. And yet, it's going to have a dramatic effect, certainly our economy here in Montana. So it's not clear to me the cost-benefit result here around why we'd want to go shut down coal strip units 1, 2, 3, and 4 for what appears to be here virtually a negligible effect on climate. The EPA power plan would result in Montana becoming a net energy importer, and today we're a net energy exporter. Made in Montana energy is good for our economy. It's also important for our national security. I think we need more made in Montana energy and have less made in the Middle East energy. That's a good thing for the safety and security for this generation and the generations to come.
Senator, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, Eric.
Not all Montanans share Senator Daines' energy agenda. The Billings-based citizens group Northern Plains Resource Council is hosting an alternative event to Daines Energy Summit next week. You can find information about both events on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.